Hey folks, Dan Frey here with your opening bell for December 5th, 2024. So mortgage rates continue to destabilize. And again, I'll repeat, I feel like a broken record. I'm okay with it because I hate when everything just jumps all around. Because if you're out there looking to buy your first house and you get pre-qualified and then the rates go up, you know, some days they go up 0.25%. So that could drastically affect your mortgage payment. So that's why I try to teach you guys here what to expect, how to you know, monitor these things. And why I do this, because I'm a loan officer. This is what I do for a living. So hopefully I can win your business by just proving to you that I know what I'm doing and by all the content that I deliver. So I'm actually a mortgage loan officer. Love to use me. If you're out there looking to buy that first house, maybe first investment property, we have a lot of people checking out our DSCR program. So check that program out right through there if you're an investor. But without further ado, let's get over to it. So here's the news for today. The one new piece of information we were waiting for is the initial jobless claims. And it just came in and you look over here and says, okay, 215 was the last reading. It was expected to come in at 215. It came in at 224. Now, is this going to wreck the markets? Well, I started taking a deep dive into this. And right now, when you adjust for seasonality, these numbers are really good, actually. I'm going to show you a chart here in a second. But it says jobless claims show extremely low layoffs and little signs of trouble for the U.S. economy. And it was just posted this morning right through here after the jobs report came out. So if you want to look at this, I'll put this newsletter down below. Sometimes I forget to put it. Other times when I do an update to my descriptions, a lot of times those links are being lost. So I will put this down in today's video description. But right through here, what we did is we broke down seasonality of the layoffs. And what you have through here, I'll click this in right here. The red is 2024. You can see we're basically at the lowest jobless claims seasonally adjusted than we've been at for a long, long time. So that's fantastic news right there. So I wouldn't be surprised if the bond market right now is down 11 ticks. I wouldn't be surprised if we end up in positive territories after basically the economists and everybody take a really a deep dive into these numbers and actually see what the true numbers are. So one more piece of this equation that we have out today. So please monitor what's going on today. Here's the jobless claims that we're seeing right through here. And that's basically the news we have for today. But tomorrow we're going to get the unemployment rate. And this will be a market changer unless it comes in right as expected. So tune in again tomorrow. We'll be back at a closing bell here shortly. But I want to show you some charts and I want to also go over Doge. Doge, the new program that President-elect Trump is putting in place. I've been doing research the last 2 days at night, and the programs that they're actually coming out with are pretty fantastic. And they even have a lot of the other party's support. I won't go into each party, but that's actually going to help this equation. I think it's going to dramatically help our economies, our country's economic structure. So don't be surprised in 2025 when we see the bond market take a complete turn because of Doge alone. I think it's going to save the country millions, if not billions, if not trillions of dollars in wasted funding. So that's what we have right there. So we could go over to here. Elon Musk is getting some bipartisan interest as he heads to Capitol Hill. So that's the Doge piece of the equation. We're going to see how this pans out. It's taking effect within probably a month or so. So we'll see how that gets all rolled out. But check out a lot of the information you can on Doge. One other piece of the puzzle right through here is Bitcoin. Bitcoin hit $100,000. Last night I got an alert on my phone. It's like blip, 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 blip. I looked over and it was like Bitcoin hit $100,000. Let's go over the portfolio that I went over with you guys. So a couple months ago, we created a portfolio because everybody keeps saying, Dan, I have no money. You know, what can I do? Well, I'm trying to teach you to invest. I've been really bad at it lately. The move over to SurveBank was a little bit of a challenge, but we're now settled in. The dust have settled and things are starting to really roll right now. But let's look back to our portfolio we created. Now, this is a Yahoo portfolio that we created. If you don't believe me, go back in other videos. And I was going through some ETFs and teaching you guys about these things. But let's just go to Bitcoin, what it did. So this is Bitcoin, I'll say on steroids. It's Bitcoin, I'll highlight it. 2x Bitcoin strategy. Now, MicroStrategies has an even more, you know, situated better investment than this, most likely. But I'm not telling you to buy, folks. I'm not telling you to buy. All I'm telling you is to listen to my videos, do your research, because these are some things we just, I went out there and I'm like, okay, folks, here's some very solid, stable investments for you right through here. The top four right through here are very good investments. Down through here, this is really risky. But if you look over at the returns, since 9/9 of 2024, we were up 177% right through there. Other pieces of the portfolio, XLF, which is a basket of stocks in the financial market, are up 12.6% on VUG. Foodie is 2.3 and Berkshire Hathaway is 2.2. But look at this. Bitcoin is on fire right now. And if you're involved in it, you might want to sell a little bit and buy that first house. But I just want to show you guys what the portfolio is doing. I'll get back to this, I promise you. But let's get over to who I am and what I do. So at the beginning of the video, I was telling you guys, I'm actually a mortgage loan officer. I'd love to win your business. A lot of people ask me comments on here and they're like, hey, you know, where are rates at? What's this? My lender's doing this. Should my lender do this? Guys, I would love for you to use me. I'm a lender. I'm a broker. I'm all the aboves. The good thing is I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So it doesn't matter where you live. You can use me. And we have our own bank products here at ServBank, and we have a whole arrangement of products. We're set up, let's just skim it down. We're set up with over 40 different lenders right now to offer you programs like DSCR programs, which are for investor loans, conventional loans with down payment assistance, FHA loans with down payment assistance, USDA loans with down payment assistance, purchase loans, investor loans, FHA, USDA, the gamut goes on. If the product's out there, most likely I have it. So check out our website, therateupdate.com. If you want to get an application in, you can do that. You click right through here. If you want to reach out to us, here's what a lot of people are doing. They're like, we really don't know what we're doing. We'd love to talk to somebody. Not a lot of people offer this service. So what we're going to do is allow you to schedule a one-on-one appointment with me, David, or Alan. There's three of us taking phone calls, folks. Three of the top people that we have here. We have over 20 years experience, all of us. So we'd love to win your business there. But if you're looking to refinance down the road or maybe soon as rates come down, right through here, check out our rate watch. We just added this on not too long ago. It's right through there. What you're going to do is you click right through here. Click to get started right here. And here's what happens. You just click it and you're going to put in your information. If you want to see what it's all about, well, let me move my head over again. There's going to be a short video to tell you what exactly we're going to do with that information and how we're going to watch for you. So right through here, it's a really informative video on refinancing. Check that out. There's a lot of misconceptions out there, but that is it for today or this morning, folks. So please don't, I expect MBSs to rebound because the jobs report isn't as bad as the book cover suggests. So that's my report for today or this morning. Thanks for watching. God bless. Do me a favor. Let's try to do this. I don't know if a lot of people watch to the end of the video. Give me a thumbs up. Let's see if we can hit like 300, 400 thumbs up down below just for a test. Thanks for watching. I'll be back later today.